Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I hope you had an amazing weekend. I hope you've had an amazing Monday. I'm going to be here with you for the next 4 hours. This is the beginning of the show. It's when I get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. How do you listen? How can you listen to the show? How can you listen to the Infinity Sports Network? It's simple. On the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, you can lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM, it's 158. You got yourself a smart speaker? Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. It's been a busy day. It's been a busy weekend. Lions signing Jared Goff. $212 million extension. Wow. It looks like LeBron James Jr., Bronny James, is going to stick around in the NBA draft. Okay. Just things ain't looking or sounding too good for him anyway. The Bucks giving away major money to Antoine Winfield Jr. The Nuggets with a big win yesterday. The Pacers smacking the Knicks yesterday. We found out the opening game for the NFL this season. We got a good one. We got the Ravens. We got the Chiefs. We got a matchup of the AFC Championship game. More basketball tonight. Donovan Mitchell, his status, busted up leg. Cavaliers and Celtics. We got Tyler Rucker to come on and talk about the draft lottery. Somehow, some way, the Hawks end up with the number one overall pick for the draft next month. J.J. Redick and the Lakers are drilling down to see if J.J. Redick is worth it. There's just a lot to get into. Tons. You want to holler at me? It's simple. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. If you use the internet, I think most of us do, you can go ahead and find me online. I am everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief everywhere. And how about this? News just came down the pipe. Donovan Mitchell is going to be out tonight against the Celtics with a calf strain. Cavaliers are trying to avoid going down 3-1, and I don't think that's going to be the case. I think they will go down a 3-1 with no Donovan Mitchell. The man has been dropping 30-plus points, it feels like, every single game, but not tonight after he strained his calf at the end of last game. So it looks like the Cavaliers season is basically now on life support. I said I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He's up in New York City holding things down on the board. Hey, Ryan, how the hell are you this wonderful Monday? You good?
Doing good, JR. Doing well after what was sports-wise an awful weekend. Just awful.
No. What?
Mother's Day was basically ruined, if we're being honest.
Oh, no. Well, the Knicks did it?
Knicks did it. I mean, no one cares, but Penn State lacrosse did it to me as well.
Oh, no.
It was the Rangers lost on Saturday night. It was, for how well things have gone for me and my teams in the postseason, as bad as it could have gotten over the weekend. That's how bad it was.
Okay, well, today is a new day.
Mets almost got no hit.
Well, that from Saturday, yes. Today's
a new day. You're right. Let's go. Wake up. Optimism. Come on.
Yeah, today's a new day, and we're going to keep things rolling. Someone who knows that today is a new day is a man who just got himself a new contract. I felt that this man was going to be in football Siberia. Jared Goff got himself a 4-year contract extension, $212 million from the Detroit Lions. You heard that correctly. The Detroit Lions have given Jared Goff, the number one overall pick in the 2016 draft, someone who went to a Super Bowl and unfortunately for him, lost with the Rams, gets traded over to these Lions in exchange for Matthew Stafford. Jared Goff got paid. He's been rewarded for finding success. It looked like Sean McVay didn't want him, didn't trust him to not turn the ball over. And here with the Detroit Lions, they go 12-5 last year, led by old crazy-ass head coach, old gambling Dan Campbell. Man, they light it up. They drop almost 28 points a game. They go into the playoffs. And how about this? Absolutely hilarious. They go out there, and what do? They beat the Rams, and then they beat the Bucks. They went to the conference championship game of the NFC, and they lost via field goal to the 49ers. And what did Goff do in this entire process, this entire season? Oh, only throw for 4,500 yards, 30 touchdowns, and 12 interceptions. Only be one of the best quarterbacks in the game. And after the season, following all of their success, that old gambling Dan Campbell, he told everybody, listen, people, Jared Goff, he's our guy. They may not have wanted him in Los Angeles, but here in Detroit, this is our man.
I just say it like this, right? Hey, you're good enough for Detroit, Jared. Yeah.
Appreciate you guys more than you fucking know. I promise you that. I love you guys so fucking much. This is just the beginning, boys.
Oh, that's nice. Maybe it is just the beginning. But next year, next season, later on this year, maybe Dan Campbell isn't gambling away some of the most important games of the season. But we'll find out and we'll see. I don't think that'll be any different, but we'll see. And you heard Jared Goff at the end just talk about how he loves him, how this is just the beginning. Okay, what you just heard was after they beat his former team, the Rams, the team that traded him away for Matthew Stafford. It worked out for the Rams. What did they do? They won a Super Bowl. And Jared Goff wants the same for the Lions, but at least he got rewarded financially. At the end of the season, at his final press conference, Jared Goff told everybody, I want to be in Detroit for a long, long time.
In regards to my future, it's not up to me. I love this place, and we'll see what happens as time goes on here. But, yeah, I love this place and love Dan, love all the coaches, love all my teammates. And it's not out of my hands in some ways. You know, it's up to my representatives and obviously the people upstairs.
Listen, this is new. This is new to me. You know what? It's not just new to me. This is new to every NFL fan. This is new to every fan of the Lions. To actually see a successful team that's playing hard, that has moved forward, we're looking at a team right now at this point in time that actually looks like they're worth a damn. The Detroit Lions are no longer a joke. I mean, even when you take a look at what has taken place here in the offseason, it's not just throwing this gig or throwing this contract extension to Jared Goff. 4 years, $212 million. It was only a couple of weeks ago that they said, Hey, Penei Sewell, the man who goes out there and protects him, one of the best tackles in the league. Hey, man, here's some money. 4 years, $112 million. Amon-Ra St. Brown, a four-year contract, $77 million. The Detroit Lions are not a joke. They're actually expected to be competitive in the NFC North right now. And Jared Goff, what a way to, I don't want to say turn your career around, but it was pretty much curtains for him when they had him moved out to Detroit. And now you have the Rams who are trying to, you know, maintain and get back into Super Bowl contention, even though they have no Aaron Donald. He's now retired. And Jared Goff, with his new contract, he's getting paid $53 million a year. $53 million. You want to know the only man who makes more money than him on an annual basis that plays the quarterback position? It's Joe Burrow. It's crazy. The market continues to get reset. Joe Burrow is making 55 mil. Jared Goff is making 53. And when you think about these contracts that go to the QBs, is Goff worth, I don't know, 53 mil? I guess he is. I don't think this is going to be something that the Lions regret. They have themselves a franchise QB. But if you got to boil it down and really think about this, are you taking Goff at like number two of a draft? Patrick Mahomes, we talked about this with Carrington Harrison last week. You know, a lot of his contract is quote unquote negotiable. They can chop it up pretty much at any point. He's making 45 mil. The best quarterback in the NFL right now is making $45 million. Jared Goff is making 10 times more than him when it comes to salary. And so the Lions are going to be competitive. And congratulations to Jared Goff. But all things considered, is he top five? I wouldn't say so. Top 10 quarterback? I'd put him in that range. But congratulations for being paid like you are one of the best. And let's see how long this is going to last. Hickey, are you surprised at the number 53?
No, just because, like you said, I mean, this is just a still rising salary when it comes to the quarterback position. There's no bubble that seems to be bursting anytime soon. And I think Jared Goff also, too, showed you last year, like, he is capable, I think, of winning a Super Bowl. And so those quarterbacks, you know, versus, let's say, we talked about last week, the Dolphins and Tua, for example, I think you're less likely to see Tua reset the market or jump to number two or even number one, in part because there's questions about his ability to perform in a big game. I mean, Jared Goff last postseason got you to an NFC title game. He showed you in LA a few years ago he can get to a Super Bowl. I think if you're Detroit, there's a lot more confidence in his ability to take you all the way, which is why I think it's easier for you to feel good about giving him $53 million a year.
Yeah, and if you're the Lions, you pretty much, you got no chance. You got no choice, I should say, not chance.
Also true.
Yeah, touche. Joe Burrow, 55. Goff, 53. Justin Herbert, 52.5. Lamar Jackson, 52. Jalen Hurts, 51. Kyler Murray, 46. Deshaun Watson, 46. Mahomes, 45. Josh Allen, 43. Dak Prescott, 40. I think we might see the quarterback numbers or salaries kind of stay in the same place for a while. These contracts are all relatively new over the past season or two. Hickey just talked about Tua Tagovailoa. He ain't cracking into that 50 range. I think you can slot him in maybe around Deshaun Watson at that 45-ish range. And then Dak Prescott. This man is looking for a raise. Hickey, I think he might fall right at 50. What say you?
I like that number. It feels pretty even. Now the question is, who's going to give him 50? Cowboys or someone else?
You think he's going to move on? Well, let's say put it this way. You think the Cowboys are going to move on from him?
When push comes to shove, I don't think so. But, I mean, by this point, there's been really no discussions of an extension. So it seems like he's going to play out this year and then maybe reach free agency next year. And if you're Dak, I mean, that makes more sense for you to get on the open market. And look, the Cowboys... We'll see what Jerry does. At the end of the day, I don't think he's going to let Dak go, especially for nothing. But if there's a team that blows Dak out of the water with an offer that Dallas can't match, I think Dak's going to go where the money is.
Yeah, he'll go with the money. I mean, well, we already got one stupid NFL team with the Browns. They gave Deshaun Watson 46. I guess we could always stand to have room for another idiot to come up and just pay Dak handsomely. He can do an amazing job in the regular season. Don't ask him to go to work in the playoffs. That's not going to work out for you. But, hey, look, different place, more success. Worked out for Mr. Jared Goff, who's getting closer to another Super Bowl. And now he's going to be paid a four-year contract extension, $212 million for Jared Goff. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We have so much that we need to get into. We'll talk about Bronny James and his draft status. We have a guest next hour. Tyler Rucker from No Ceilings covers all the NBA and its prospects. We're going to get into that. The Lakers and Reddick, the NFL, they announced the opening game of the season. And a few minutes ago, I told you, this man Donovan Mitchell is out, officially out tonight with a calf strain. If the Celtics lose this one, then they should just quit the entire playoffs. Just give up the whole damn thing. We're going to talk about Donovan Mitchell. We'll get into the Celtics on the other side of the break. We got it all, NFL, NBA, even Major League Baseball. We'll throw some hockey in there if there's something that we need to hit for the whole country. We got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Reef Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Right before we went to break, we talked about the news. The Lions signing Jared Goff to a four-year, $212 million extension. The Lions continue to try to build things up after being a laughingstock for the better part of forever. Jared Goff gets a deal. On an annual basis, he's now the second highest paid quarterback in the game at $53 million per year, right behind Joe Burrow at 55. And the Lions are not a joke. You actually have to go out there and take them serious. They're trying to move to that next step after going to a conference championship game. They're trying to go to a Super Bowl. We've got plenty of time to get into the Lions. If you want to holler at me, you can do it as well. It's 855-212-4227. Right before we went to break, I also had to share with you via Woj on ESPN that Donovan Mitchell is out for game four with a calf strain. If you sat around and you watched all the basketball over the weekend, you know that the Celtics lead this series against the Cleveland Cavaliers. It's 2-1. Boston beat them on Saturday, 106-93. Donovan Mitchell had 33 points, but at the end of the game, he tweaked his calf. And so we got this word only a few minutes ago. I want you to listen to this via Tim Bontemps for ESPN.
Well, Donovan Mitchell will not be on the court. As our agent Wojnarowski just reported, the Mitchell will miss tonight's game with that left calf strain that he suffered at the end of game three. Obviously a massive blow to the Cavs, as you said, trying to tie this series at two games apiece. Now, Mitchell played virtually the entire second half, checking out with just over a minute to go in the fourth quarter. You could see him limping slightly at the end of that fourth quarter before he came out of the game. J.B. Bickerstaff said a little while ago that Donovan began to feel that calf building up on him during the latter stages of that stint. He was not present at shoot-around this morning. He just was briefly in the locker room. I saw him put some socks on and leave the room, but he didn't look thrilled. And not surprisingly, a few minutes later, he's officially ruled out for tonight's game. And again, the Cavs team already undermanned, missing Jared Allen, likely to be out again tonight as a big underdog in this series. Certainly needed Donovan Mitchell, who's been stellar in these playoffs. Only he and LeBron James have ever scored over 25 points in six straight games in a Cavaliers uniform in the playoffs. Now they will not have him tonight in game four, and they'll have to try to have a ton of help from their other guys to try to get this series 2-2 going back to Boston.
Yeah, the other guys. Darius Garland needs to go out there and absolutely light it up. That's it. Donovan Mitchell, you think about his scoring output, even dating back to taking on Orlando in the first round, 33 points, 29 points, 33 points, 39 points, 50 points. The man is carrying the team. He is dragging the team along. Everybody makes fun of Tom Thibodeau. Everybody talks about his minutes and his rotations and how he works with his players and he runs them into the ground. And we know Donovan Mitchell is carrying the Cavs. Has no choice. Sometimes I'm like, does Donovan Mitchell have teammates? I guess the answer is no. And so the Boston Celtics and the Cavaliers, they tip off. And about 40 minutes from now, Donovan Mitchell will not be a participant. And the Celtics, who always have the pressure of the world on them, are expected to go out there and smash them as they should. Go up 3-1, finish them off a 4-1 later this week, and just go to the Eastern Conference Finals. This Cavs series, let's be real, it's a waste of time. This is practice. I mean, they still have to wait for Kristaps Porzingis to come back from his own leg injury. And so the Celtics always have the world right there at them. You know someone who doesn't worry about it? It's Jason Tatum. People expect Jason Tatum to hit everything and knock every shot down and be perfect. He's like, listen, man, people are entitled to their opinions. I'm a professional, and I just go out and do my job. Listen.
I don't always agree with what they say, and maybe I feel like they're not watching everything else that I'm doing, but that's not my job to focus on that, right, or, you know, give it, you know, any attention. My job is to be the best player that I can be for our team on any given night.
Well, at least he knows that, right? At least he knows that. This man in Saturday's victory had 33 points. What type of bounce back is that? Now, meanwhile, for the Cavs, and this is from their coach, J.B. Bickerstaff, earlier today, before we officially knew that Donovan Mitchell was going to be out, J.B. said, we got to be aggressive if we want to win.
You got to keep attacking, and you got to attack, you know, through the physicality and expect it, right? You're going to get bumped. You know, we're not getting those whistles. So we just got to be aggressive, not play for the foul, and go for the finish.
Yeah. Hickey, are the Celtics, are they going to lay an egg? They're just going to think that they're going to walk over. They're just going to whoop that ass tonight.
I think they're going to win. I would not be surprised if this is like a 10-point game, which is like, I would say, relatively close for what it should be, just because like the Celtics can't be trusted in terms of when it seems like, oh, easy win. Feels like that's when they just lay down the most and just kind of don't care, don't try, don't seem interested.
Yeah. Nah, listen, I guess when you have all that talent and you know the team across from you is now they even undermanned. Look, the Cavs might play better team basketball than we've seen with no Donovan Mitchell, and they are underhanded. They don't have the size of a Jared Allen. The Celtics are just, this is what you tell your kids, right? Just don't play with your food. Just eat it. And that's what the Celtics are doing. Stop messing around and get the brass tacks, get the business, and just wipe them out and then rest. That's it. Simple as that. We got another game that takes place tonight as well. between the Thunder and the Mavericks. The Mavericks lead the series 2-1. We're going to find out how young the Thunder are tonight and whether or not they bounce back, especially facing off against a Luka Doncic who's dealing with a sore ankle and a sprained knee. Come on, spare me. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Let's go to Tampa, Florida, and talk to Dave. Dave, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
JR, it was so bad how you let off giving Goff his love, man. And, you know, you talk about a player getting jobbed. And, you know, you like to be right on your predictions, all of us sports guys. And I was telling my buddy, this guy's going to be a good quarterback. And check this out, JR, see if you agree with this. The uplifting part is he's making a name for himself. And, bro, if Detroit was to win the champ, the Super Bowl, it would just be ridiculous.
Yeah, I think without a shadow of a doubt, Dave, I think everybody in Detroit would agree with you on that one. I mean, this is an organization that doesn't know what a Super Bowl is. I mean, the Detroit Lions, their championships predate the Super Bowl era. Yeah, I think there's an entire generation. How about every living fan of the Lions who looks at this team and all I know is pain. I mean, the closest you got to anything worth a damn was Barry early in his career. And then even that, the guy wanted to quit. 855-212-4227. Let's go from Tampa to Myrtle Beach. Let's talk to Caleb. Hey, Caleb, how are you, man? You're on the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. How are you?
Hey, how's it going? Long-time listener.
Thank you.
Kind of wanted to get your opinion on this. All right, since the ACC pretty much is like on its last leg, wouldn't it be cheaper for all these teams, was it like seven of them now that want to leave the ACC, if they just went on and, say, got like $3 to $5 million apiece, kicked it into a pot and gave to, say, Wake Forest or one of these other teams just to go in and disband the ACC?
What, to chip in to disband the ACC? You know how much – here's the deal. If you leave, you ain't worrying about what somebody else does. You're worried about what you do. You want to go to a conference where you get a bigger slice of the television money. I don't think it's, well, hey,
yeah,
let's –
that's kind of what I'm saying, though, like, because the ACC's only getting, what, like $30 to $40 million apiece, right?
Correct,
so
yes.
So if they were to jump and then be able to go off to, say – Big Ten or the SEC be able to get like almost double their money. And then whoever it is that's like afraid to leave the ACC, you get one of them. I mean, you get them, say 30, 35 mil piece with that little pool of money for like, say, the next couple of years. That'd be a lot cheaper than having to pay, was it almost a half a billion with the grant of rights and the exit fee?
Yeah, but tell me, this is what I'm trying to understand. Why would anybody decide to pool in their money to just collectively leave when you could just leave on your own? If I'm the big bad wolf, if I happen to be...
Oh, no, I'm saying it would be cheaper for them, though.
But why would they work collectively? That's my point. And why would the ACC, why would they do such a thing?
Well, no, like, say... All right, you already got...
Hold on a second, Caleb. Hold on. Uh-huh. Let me talk to Hickey. Hold on. Hickey, do you follow or am I not following?
I'm a little lost myself here.
I have no idea why. I mean, if I want to leave, I want to leave. It's like living, let's put it this way. It's like living in an apartment building. Like, if I want to leave, I don't care what anybody else is doing. I'm going to pay my fee and I'm going to go. I'm not going to say, hey, let's collectively band to just leave. Otherwise, we're all stuck in a you. I don't. Caleb?
That's what I'm saying, though. It'd be cheaper for them to do it that way, like, because the exit fee is like $140, $150, right?
I'd have to look at the money. I don't think every ACC team combined, I don't think if they pooled their money, it'd be enough to buy them out of the contracts. Here's the deal.
Hold on.
The ACC has a television contract, okay? They are getting money from that. I do not believe that the schools collectively could pay back enough money just to disband the contract for TV. And if I'm television, but hold on, Caleb, all of this is based around TV. The ACC is a television property. And if I am paying for it, then I now have to look for something else to broadcast, which is why they don't want to let them out of the contracts, this content.
Yeah, but if the ACC dissolves, like, the grant of rights would be null and void at that point.
But, Caleb, it's called fighting. This is why they go to court and they try to drag it out. I don't think the ACC does not care if they can tie this up and keep it in litigation. There's a reason why the exit fees are so high. So it prevents teams from just saying, hey, I want to up and leave and go, which is why they're all in court. It's not so much about, hey, I just want to leave and let's put money together to leave. Man, there's multiple entities that are involved.
Well, that's kind of what I'm saying, though.
Caleb, we're going to go back and forth forever. I understand what you're saying. I hope you get what I'm saying. Unless somebody is going to wake up and dump all of this money. Hickey, what is it? ESPN, I believe, right? For the ACC?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they're just going to wake up and dump a couple billion dollars back in Disney's lap? You think Disney cares? Disney's like, hey, we paid for this. Give it to us. That's it. It's as simple as that. I don't know why everybody's going to dip into their wallet a little bit. Folks in Tallahassee and Clemson, they're just going to put some cash out. Like, what are we? Hickey, it's Monday, right? Is it Friday?
Some people maybe. Hey, look, for some people's schedules, Monday is Friday. And maybe that's the case for Caleb.
But do you think eventually, and this is, I don't know, and it's not just an ACC issue. And I understand the gentleman, he called, where'd he call from?
Myrtle Beach.
He called from South Carolina. So I get it. He's dead in the midst of the Carolinas and Clemson, and he's invested into it. One day, we're going to have, I think, maybe two more conferences that are similar to what we already see here with the Big Ten. It ain't no 10. This thing stretches all across the United States of America. Do I ultimately think that one day we won't necessarily have an ACC? Yes. Is that going to take 10 years? I have no idea. Nobody knows the answer. But I think we already see the consolidation between all the conferences. I don't know. It makes sense to me to say, hey, we got an East and a West, but then there's so much power and money in the SEC. Just do it into quadrants. But how do we... Hickey, it's such a mess. We got schools in California that are going to be playing out east and in the Midwest. How do you think this happens? Are we going to end up with two conferences, four conferences? It's a mess.
I think this ends up in a complete breakaway of, let's just call it, for to make it easy, like the Power Five. They move off, start their own league, have their own playoff, own, you know, funding, financial system, and basically form their own, you know, power league, super league, whatever you want to call it, of college football. And so I think that maybe could then lead to, you know, within that, you know, super league, if you will, maybe then we can get the old ACC back or the old Pac-12 back and have schools then play more regionally. Once, like, if, you know, if you're in this super league, everyone gets equal money, let's just say. I just don't think two leagues... like in the Big Ten, the SEC, it makes sense. I think going forward here, I kind of foresee it. Power Five breakaway is my guess, but it's just a guess.
I think, I don't know. The way it's being set up in a professional system already. I mean, the fact that we have all these California and West Coast schools that are going to be joining the Big Ten lets me know that this is like the pros. You know, the regional element isn't there anymore. And I mean, if we didn't have an SEC where football is so much a part of the culture, I think it'd be much easier for them to just say, hey, let's go, let's do East and West. But there is going to be a consolidation. It's going to be tough to just say, hey, I'm going to pay you money back from where? I mean, we've had talks about the money having to come via investors. And when I talk about investors, I'm talking about banks, companies, entities that are saying, hey, you need $1 billion to get out of your contract. Here it is. Because we can see the 2 and 3 billion that come back over the next 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years. It is crazy. It's crazy. And if you want to help out, then I don't know, maybe become a lawyer. If you become a lawyer, maybe you can help Clemson get out of the ACC and help out everybody else as well. It's tough. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. When we come back on the other side of the break, we just told you about Donovan Mitchell not playing tonight. here against the Boston Celtics. Not looking good for the Cavaliers as they try to avoid a 3-1 deficit. When we come back on the other side of the break, the champions, the Denver Nuggets, they were down 0-2. They've now tied this series up at 2-all. Listen, Jokic balled out. And Gobert, I guess Rudy Gobert is getting blame again. What else is new? We'll get into that on the other side of the break. We'll talk about Bronny James. We know the opening game of the NFL season.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
And shout out to all the truck drivers out there. Everybody making the economy move. Making moves for themselves too. Making all the money. It is the JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Jared Goff gets paid. Donovan Mitchell's not playing tonight with a calf issue. I could tell you who did play. Well, damn it, the whole team played over the weekend. These Denver Nuggets. They're not lying down. They're not going away without a fight. The Nuggets end up beating the Wolves 115-107. The series is tied 2-all. You had a young Timberwolves squad with a chance and an opportunity to wipe out the defending champs, but not quite. Anthony Edwards yesterday had to do all the damn work himself. 44 points, 16 of 35 shooting. Karl Anthony Towns, a ghost, 13 points. Rudy Gobert, nobody's looking at Rudy Gobert to score any points, but only 11 points and 14 rebounds. They're in action again tomorrow. And so the Nuggets basically go into Minnesota, take two on the road, head back to Denver with a chance to now go up 3-2. The Nuggets win on Friday. The Nuggets win yesterday. Jokic drops 35, 7-7. Aaron Gordon plays out of his mind. He has 27 points. Jamal Murray, who, by the way, shouldn't be playing. He should at least miss Friday's game after he threw that damn heating pad onto the court. He had 19 points, including this crazy three at the end of the first half. Wild stuff. Nikola Jokic. He's happy with his team. He's happy they're moving the ball around. Yeah, and of course you're happy when you win. Listen.
I think it's cool. I think because it's contagious, then everybody wants to do that. And I think that's the best way of playing basketball. And for the fans, for the people who likes to watch basketball, I think that's the best possible basketball ever.
Yeah, you got to enjoy ball movement, right? Everybody loves it. Anthony Edwards, he said, though, it don't matter if I had 44 points. It doesn't matter if they just tied this series at 2-all, understand, this series ain't done.
We won two games. They won two games. At this point, it's just whoever wins two games. So I don't know how people look at it, but I look at it like I'm happy. I'm ready. We're competing at the highest level, and I'm smiling about it because I'm happy. I'm ready to go play. If we play tomorrow, I'll be ready. So it's going to be fun.
Yeah, he's 22 years old. I think he would be ready to play. Without a shadow of a doubt, he'd be ready. And Michael Malone, the head coach of the Nuggets, we heard all the trash that he talked when they won a championship last year. We heard how excited he was on the stage for the Denver Nuggets. He knows how to, quote unquote, play the game, knows how to motivate his team. Michael Malone did not hold back because he said when we were down 0-2, people were already throwing and kicking dirt onto our grave.
What I found is Rudy T is right, man. Never underestimate the heart of a champion. Yeah, I mean, like they were quick to write us off, you know, but these guys, we won a championship a year ago. You know what I mean? We went into Miami, won two games in a row. Like this team has been tested time and time again, and we found a way to solve whatever's been thrown at us. This series is a long way from being over. We're not celebrating. It's 2-2. So now you have to find a way to win game five. But what I found about our group is that they do believe in themselves, and more importantly, they believe in the man next to them. And, you know, we have a group that is acting as you would hope a championship team would act. And they had a bad game. We owned it, and we moved past it, and we played better.
Well, at least he has a personality, right? A lot of times the coaches say the same old thing. Michael Malone, he's not afraid to fight. He's not serving up any platitudes. He's not giving you cliches. Like, he's combative. I appreciate that. It's more entertaining than that guy on the Celtics, Mazzulla.
I was going to say, it's night and day almost. Yeah, Michael Malone, look, he wears his emotions on his sleeve, which is, right, you don't really see that often from a coach. But I'm with you. I think it's refreshing. I like it. I think also the team feeds off of that emotion and energy as well.
Well, let's be real. You think about the Denver Nuggets. Who's bringing the juice? Who's bringing the energy? Yeah, Aaron Gordon is flying all over the place. But typically, you know, Jokic is not, he's not loud, not by any stretch of the imagination. He just goes out there and destroys everybody, mows you down. Michael Malone, he is the voice of the team. Typically, it is your best player, but Michael Malone, as the head coach of the Nuggets, he's taken that up. He's defended his guys, he's uplifted his guys, he's boosted them, he puts the battery in their backs. And I know on the other side of the court, it's Anthony Edwards. And he does it just through his personality. And come on, man, the guy had 44 points. Is it 44 points by himself? Karl Anthony Towns, I don't know if he was on autopilot, but to only score 13 points yesterday is damn near criminal. Just about as much so as Jamal Murray throwing a damn heating pack onto the court and only being fined $100,000. And at the same token, not being suspended, not even for a game. And so Anthony Edwards and Jamal Murray, they had a chance to jaw at each other throughout the course of the game. After the Nuggets ended up tying the series 2-2, Anthony Edwards had some words for him on the way off of the court. And Anthony Edwards says, listen, man, I'm here for the smoke.
Just told his ass, that's what we love that. Keep talking that. That's what we like. Well, I love it, you know. So, you know, he ain't say nothing back, but I'm pretty sure he heard me. They heard me. Yeah, we live for that.
Hickey, a lot of times, you know, I'm not one to, hey, let's blame the refs and let's blame the officials for a poor call. Let's do this. Are the Nuggets, I believe Jamal Murray should have been suspended, okay? Are the Nuggets in this position if he has to sit out a game?
Probably not. They both played. Jokic and Murray were excellent in Game 3 and a big difference. If it's just Jokic out there, does he now have more space to operate? You would think probably not, right? I mean, that's Murray deserves his respect. So I think it's fair to say right now if he wasn't out there for Game 3, are we talking about probably a 3-1 Timberwolves lead? Probably.
It's tough. You think about Friday, it was an ass-whooping. The Nuggets won 117-90. Yesterday, they beat him again, 115-107. And so it's tough to say. We have no idea what would happen. I just find it difficult to believe that if he missed one game, if Jamal Murray was out for game three, you know, I don't know how he would have bounced back yesterday, quote unquote. I just feel confident if he got the suspension he deserved, I think the Wolves would be up 3-1. And now, is that an excuse? Hell no, it's not. They don't have to make it. It's just an observation. He shouldn't have been out there on Friday night. And the only thing is, oh, well, he didn't hit a player. He didn't hit a referee. Nobody broke an ankle. Nobody broke a knee. Nobody got hurt. And so Jamal Murray was only punished $100,000, and he was allowed to play. And I think it's quite obvious right now. The momentum is back in the hands, or not back. The momentum is on these Nuggets' side. And now we got to see what they can do. They will be back in action tomorrow. I think the Nuggets wouldn't shock me if they went up 3-2. And the Minnesota Timberwolves, yeah, they got some learning to do. We'll talk about it tomorrow as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. If you want to holler at me, it's simple. It's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. That wasn't the only basketball game yesterday. The New York Knicks got destroyed by the Pacers. There's a Mother's Day massacre. We'll get into that. But then also, much more surprising, to the surprise of everybody, I almost had to do a double take when the Atlanta Hawks ended up with the number one overall pick in the 2024 NBA draft. They had a 3% chance of getting it. And Landry Fields looked shocked, as everybody looked shocked. It's not the only shocker. It's been reported that Bronny James, the son of LeBron, like that needed an explanation, he's going to be sticking around in the NBA draft. He actually participated today in the NBA's basketball combine in Chicago. Is Bronny James even good enough to be in the league? I think we all know why he's going, but does he need to go? Should he go? Should he go back to college? We're going to talk about it on the other side of the break. Talk some more NFL. Tyler Rucker is going to come on to talk to us about some of the prospects in the NBA draft. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. On sale now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.